Beis Halevi in Maimer Betochen, Oif Dalid, discussing somebody who has fear of Basar Adam, says that could be a reason to fall into his hands. And Fakert, if somebody is not scared of, has no fear from him, Hashem li lo yira ma'ayat ali Adam, kiven shali yira li yuchal Adam lachis li ma'uma. Once he has no fear, then umeila, a person can never harm him. If it happens, he says, "Vegam be'ez ois dalin." Vegam be'ez is shoshal to adam adam l'rachalilo. If it would happen that somebody is ruling over somebody else l'ra, in other words, somebody is causing somebody else pain. Yovin ki akol miteiz barach. The person who is feeling the pain, who is being attacked, should realize and understand that it's all from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ve'in ha'odom ha'hu rak ashivet asher bo imanish l'chayovin. The Maamar HaKosav hoy asher shivet api. And he has to realize that the other person, it's not Chaim Yankel doing it to him. Chaim Yankel is merely a stick in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shalom. As the Pasuk says, that Asher is the stick of my wrath. Similarly, the Pasuk says, the garzan, the axe, glorify itself over the person that's using the axe, the chopping with it. In other words, the axe is only, the axe can't take credit for knocking down the tree. The axe is just a kli in the hands of the person who's chopping, and therefore he says, "Imkain kishadam avakish al tachbulei simeschan lereidfoy veinin reitzin alibu levakish mitzashem." In such a situation, if a person starts looking for strategies and he's pleading towards the person who is hitting him, and he doesn't think to ask from the Rebbeinu Shalom that the Rebbeinu Shalom should save him, or he's a doimer lemukish shevoich omar betachnun lashivet v'amate. So this can be compared to somebody who's being hit by a stick, and he starts pleading to the stick, "Stick, please stop hitting me." There's no foolishness that's greater than that. How can you ask from a stick that he should stop banging you? Obviously, it's not the stick. It's the person that's holding the stick. So too, it's not the person. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom who's holding the person. The goyim are in the front and the back. Aram is in the back and plishtim in the front and plishtim are in the back, and they're eating up Klai Yisrael, Rechmon Litzlan. Nevertheless, Klai Yisrael was in Shav B'Tshuva. Void Yodin Etuya Va'am Lo Yishav Al Makeu Ad Makeu Es Hashem Tzvokas Ad Yerashu. Klai Yisrael didn't return to the Rebbeinu Shalom. They didn't ask the Rebbeinu Shalom for help. They weren't chosen to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Va'bakosh El Hashivet Lo Yoyo. The bakasha to the shevet is not going to help at all. I got to tell a story Mr. Zobishin brings down of somebody that was in this exact matzah. If he was in Bnei Brak, and still remembers right walking to Bnei Brak, driving to Bnei Brak to make the right turn, right by Coca-Cola. That street is terrible with traffic. They had done things recently to make it a little bit better, but there was a younger man that was in a car there, stuck in traffic, and he must have pulled in front of a different car, and the friar person who was there was not happy with what he did, not happy with how he was standing, how he was driving, exactly. He started tooting his horn, started screaming at him, and he didn't do anything wrong, so he was just sitting there. He didn't say anything back, because the guy's just getting angrier and angrier that he's not doing. He gets out of his car, and he goes over to him, and the guy rolls down his window, you know, to see, and starts shouting at him, and then he doesn't stop there. He starts hitting him, pulls him out of his car, and he starts hitting him. Kitzer, the guy, the younger man, he says, "Oh, I must deserve it. It must be because I didn't act nicely to my wife and my children. It must be because then that's why I'm getting hit from the road. That's why I'm getting it." And the guy's just hitting him, and all of a sudden he just stops. He can't believe what he's hearing. This guy is not defending himself. He's not punching him back in the face. He's not knocking. He was totally in a statement. He was totally in a statement to the point that he asked him for mechila. He couldn't fathom the fact that somebody's just sitting there and taking the blame himself, feel as if he's the one that's chayav to get all these smacks. He's the one that's getting. Kitzur, I think he said he'll be meichelim, but maybe you want to come and join us for Shabbos. He invites him for Shabbos, and he gets showing up. He comes for Shabbos, and he's totally in this ball. And slowly but surely, that was the beginning of the. I shouldn't say the beginning of the end. Beginning of the beginning. It was the beginning of the beginning. And now he owns a deer in Avrich and Bnei Brak. No, I don't know. That's end of the story. I can't tell you the story. But supposedly he did become from. He did become from at the end because of that. That's a tremendous hakar. That's what he's referring to. The hakar is the first knee-jerk reaction is that you have to realize that it's not this person. If something is happening, it's because the Rebbeinu Shlom wants it to happen. No person can do anything without the Rebbeinu Shlom. This person is a stick in the Rebbeinu Shlom's hand. Does that mean not to protect yourself? Does that mean, I'm not saying how far a person can take and where a person is holding in his darga, and does it mean not to do a shtalis at all? It continues also, shtalis is l'yoyol, he's about to say, it doesn't mean that you don't have to do a shtalis. He himself discusses this little, later on in Ayisid Aleph, he discusses the person has to do a shtalis. That's the klal of Zetapecha. Exactly how much shtalis the person does, but the knee-jerk reaction should be, the first thing should be, what did I do to Rebbeinu Shlom? What did I do to Rebbeinu Shlom to deserve this thing? We saw those that in Mamar Jochel Lechassanim, the Chido mentioned something. He says it's only for Ben Tero, who's Mamish, who's on a darga to really deserve such a thing. But he says the Indian of Zocha Ezer, Loi Zocha Kenegdo by Isha. Is sometimes the person, a wife could have a tine against her husband, and the husband has no idea what he did wrong, and it's just really reflecting the way that the person is acting with the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom is using his wife, Zocha, in his relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom, then his wife is the Ezer. Loi Zocha, if he wasn't Zocha, then Kenegdoi. She'll be Kenegdoi, that means that even though he's thinking his wife is attacking him, and he has no idea what he did wrong, the answer is, he writes it, the Chidah says, either way, whether you're you talk a zeicha, either you did something wrong or you didn't. It's just the Rebbeinu Shlom. You dafted on nafshi. He says it's your fault. Don't think that you're off the hook here. It's certainly your fault. Now this is not when a person's wife has a taina. The first thing that shouldn't be like, what did I do to Rebbeinu Shlom? First thing should be, what did I do to my wife? That's the first step. Revolver at this. I'm not. I'm just saying this yisoid of to be makir. That if it's happening, then the Rebbeinu Shalom is the one that's making it happen. If there's something that's happening, it's not for naught. It's not for to be makir. Just very often we don't see that. Very often we don't see that. But it applies in a lot of different cases. There's a story that somebody just told me. Some may have heard the story. Some people didn't. Somebody who had twins recently, and he. He wanted to put his kids into a gun in the middle of his mind. Now, it's very difficult to find somebody to take your children in the middle of his mind, especially twins, especially relatively newborns. Because after much searching, he was able to find somebody, but they wanted a 1,200 shekel a month for each one of the twins to take them in. Kitzer, they decided that whether or not they have the money or not, something you gotta do. Rebbeinu Shlom will help you. So he enrolls them, sure enough, and he just checks out his bank account just to see how much money he has inside. And it sounds like there was a little bit more money than usual. Kitzer, he Bituach Lumi put something inside, wasn't sure. You can never know here when they put in money, you don't know what the money is, you can't figure it out exactly what the money is. After 3 years, maybe you get back. Oh, by the way, you put in too much money. But you can't always know. He was in the hospital afterwards talking to one of the doctors there, and he mentioned something about it, and they said that the Bituach Lumi started giving extra money for certain things, and he has a child that deserves to get money, and therefore he's getting double the amount of money. Kitzer, afterwards, he went back to see exactly how much money they actually put inside, and it was 2,394 shekels. 2,394 shekels, the amount they put inside. 2,400 shekels. So that's like clearly from the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom is giving him the money that he needs. The only shekel is, where's the extra 6 shekel? Where's the extra 6 shekel? Here's the Nekuda. Here's the Nekuda, is what he said, and it's a Chashar Nekuda. And it's very true. The Rebbeinu Shlom is, if you would have given him 2,400 shekel, then you took away your Bechira. You see clearly that it's come from the Rebbeinu Shlom. So there's no way to say, just punkt happens to be. Here, when you take 6 shekels off, it's 2,394 shekels. So, wow, it's so close. That's amazing that it came just at the right time. But that's the way that we do it. That's the way that we do it, and we look at it, oh, it's not the Rebbeinu Shalom. But really, the Nekud that I wanted to mention was the next Nekud. Kitzer, he wrote up the story. This is part of the story that he wrote up, and it was given out to people, the tremendous Hashkocha Prates, Mamesh, Meduktuk, and very Mechazik, like a story, and a friend of his saw the story and he says, oh, by the way, you should just know that you also do the Misrad HaRavacha, they give money also for the child that has this situation. They'll give money to the family that they should be able to give their children put the children in Gan or into Metaplot, and they'll pay up to 80%, 50%, 80% of what it costs for the Gan. So, go to Misan Ravacha, and they'll take care of most of the bill of the 2,400 shekels. So the question was, should he do that or not? Should he do that or not? Should he go now to Misan Ravacha? It was clearly that the Rebbeinu Shalom sent him this money to pay for his kid's Gan. That was clear. Now he should go to Misan Ravacha to go get 80% off from it. He just got the money straight from the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom deposited the money in his account. He should go there. Whether he did or whether he won't, I think the Nekuda is very clear though. Who sent the friend? Who decided that he should print up the story, that he should tell the story to somebody, and the person will print up the story, and the story will get around to his friend, and the friend will come to tell him the story of Acha? That was also the Rebbeinu Shalom. That was also the Rebbeinu Shalom that was doing that. It was all, this is that the Shevet doesn't have to be a Shevet of Shevet Api. Shevet is the Shevet, because everything is from the Rebbeinu Shalom. The person has to realize always that it's the Rebbeinu Shalom that's doing everything. Sometimes we daven and right, the famous the mashal that they say, I don't know the story, right? That the guy that was in Manhattan and he's going around looking for a parking spot because there's a major deal that he's got to close and it's 25 minutes till he has the meeting, and he's circling and circling and circling and he cannot find the parking spot. It's getting closer, and if he misses this meeting, he's in deep trouble. 20 minutes, so he says, Rebbeinu Shalom, you find me a parking spot, and I'll give you 10%. I'll give you 10% of the meister as soon as you finish, close the deal. Circling, nothing doing. It's getting 10 minutes later. 20% Rebbeinu Shalom. Circling, nothing new. 30% Rebbeinu Shalom. 7 minutes left, so he's got to find it. Nothing doing. Rebbeinu Shalom, that's it. 50-50, we're going to split it. I'll make it whatever it is, $3 million. We'll split it, $1.5 million for me, $1.5 million for you, for Tzedakah. As he's finishing, sure enough, a guy pulls out, car pulls out right in front of him, right in front of the building, and he goes, thank you, Rebbeinu Shalom, I did it without you. Shkach, I don't need it anymore. Who do you think got the guy out? That was Rebbeinu Shalom. Sometimes we down Rebbeinu Shalom, Rebbeinu Shalom. Finally, we're able to do it. Who is it that we're able to do it? Who is the Yoiv La Eitzel Lemekin Nislin? You with the Yoiv La. All right, it says you want to say Lachol Koyach Last is Koyach. Koyach Last is Koyach. Not Dafke Koyach. Koyach is Eitzel Lemekin Yovin Nislin. The Targum says he gives you Eitzel. He gives you. It's all the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's all Shevet Api or Shevet. Shevet of the Oisher, that it's all Shefa from the Rebbeinu Shalom. To be makir, that's the first thing is that all these things are HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering your tefillahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if something is not going well, it's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all from the Rebbeinu Shalom. The knee-jerk reaction is, it's from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Okay, what do we do about it? What do we do about it? What is the Rebbeinu Shalom trying to tell me? That's what he says. Doesn't mean not to do a Shabbos, that he'll discuss himself, that you have to do a Shabbos. But it's not only Shabbos. It has to be this scenario was created by the Rebbeinu Shalom specifically for me. How am I going to deal with it? V'chein b'nyanim izayinu nesef shaladam. Similarly with a person's parnasa. Kol yigiyosoi v'shtadlusoi lo yu'ilu lo yimu umo lahadef leil anigzaloi. K'mem rakosif lo yihedef hamarve v'amatzir lehimit. V'amamet lo hichzer. That a person's ishtadlus when it comes to parnasa is not going to give him a single shekel more, single penny more than he's supposed to get. The people that, what do you mean? By the mon, we saw that first people, they got whole basketfuls of mon. But they came back to their house. Everybody had exactly the same asiris ha'ifa. V'amona yasim l'daris, yishtadlus l'yilu klal l'harbis l'yilu. And the mon was the simon, as the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, take the mon and put it into tzentzenes. That's what he told, and put it by the Mishkan, that they should see in the future daris, that ishtadlus does not help b'chol. And here really comes the difficulty, because people see that Ishtalis does help. People see that Ishtalis does help. What do you mean? You work more hours, you make more money. The people that work 14-hour days, they're making the money. We happen not to look at the people that are trying to work 14 hours a day and also not making it. That we don't see. That we don't pay attention to. But we see that the people, the mice, are the people that are making the big bucks, are the ones that are there. And a person makes less, and put in less hours, he makes less money. He puts in more hours, he makes more money. What do you mean that your Ishtalis doesn't do anything? So that's a very limited outlook, because you're also not making a person has to make a net cheshbon at the end of the year. He counts also how many times that his washing machine or his car needed to be refilled and how much the gas went up and how much, and he happens to be living in this place where things cost more, and the whole all the chesbonis he makes to see exactly how much money he made at the end of the year. And Taka, he made more money or he didn't make more money. And sometimes he does make more money and he gets a raise and makes more money because Ribbono Shel Olam wanted him to make more money. So therefore, he makes more money. Not because that's all still from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chol adam raya b'chush asher kama pama leidash yishtalusei leiter lemuma rak adraba oidar yalero. A lot of times a person can see clearly that he makes an ishtadlis to do something, to invest money, and that's the worst thing. It caused him to lose the money. Right? There was somebody that was well known in investment in America that you have to be special to get in to invest money with him. The start is only with $50,000 or something. It was like the bare minimum. Like each person, I don't remember what it was millions. I think it was, and he would give returns, tremendous returns for the amount of money that people would invest. And people, to be able to get to invest with this person, you need to like pull to be able to get in. People made ishtalis to get in to be able to invest with this person, mamish, and people gave their whole life saving. And then the whole thing turned out to be a fraud, and people lost everything. Everything. Their entire ishtalis to be able to get in, to be able to invest. That was the very sibah why they lost everything. Why they lost everything. I was reading something from somebody that, a well-known person, that invested with them. He said that he was able to give to each one of his grandchildren, he was able to give $50,000 as a chassan present to be able to help them, you know, have a down payment for their house, whatever. So now he doesn't have pennies for himself. Pennies, zero. But the ishtadlis, sometimes adraba oidar ilalero v'nimtza hira la'atmei b'giyotzei. Kumta is that his very ishtadlis will cause him to lose out. K'mayim rakotzev. Beitzei tifoni b'keu v'kori achabish yeregu. The eggs of a snake, of a dangerous snake, b'keu, they pop open, v'kori achabish yeregu, and the web is spun by the spider. Ha'oichu mi'bitzeim yomus. And the people that eat from the beitzim of the snake will die. Vazuro tibok efo. And the guy takes the egg and he thinks that it's the egg of a chicken and he warms it, he puts it underneath the chicken or something, or he warms it that it should be able to hatch. And sure enough, what comes out? A snake comes out and harms him. So he thought he's gaining. He's got the golden egg. And the golden egg hatched a dangerous snake. Ishtalus is a person is gathering the eggs to warm them up that they should be able to have chickens. And after the entire ishtalus, he finds out that they're really from a dangerous snake. And the pasuk says that it's with the chokhma, the armam, with their shrewdness, the shrewdness of the chachamim is what causes them to get caught. It is chakmusam with their very wisdom shalem boi ba'atmar lechinism. That causes their downfall. K'may se davdei shalem mekmurim esechal sukum v'arakachol ha'shenig zareim shimusa al shari luz v'ba'atmar yishalchum nesham. That's the well-known Gemara that says in Sukkah that Shlomo Melech saw the Malach HaMavet that he's very sad. So he says, why are you so sad? So he says, oh, because two of your servants, they I'm supposed to kill them and I don't have rishus to kill them. So Shlomo Melech saw that the Malach HaMavet is after them. So he sent them to Luz. He sent them with a shade, Kimdumani, to Luz, which is a place that nobody dies. That way they'll be safe. The Malach is safe in the Malach HaMavet. Gets the next day, he wakes up and he finds the Malach HaMavet. The Malach HaMavet is all happy. So he says, why are you so happy today? He says, oh, thank you so much. The reason why I couldn't kill the two servants of you is because the tzivui was to kill them on the Pesach to the city of Luz. And they're sitting here in Yerushalayim. How am I going to go kill them? How am I going to get them there? But you sent them there! You sent them exactly to where they have to get killed. And Mamela, they all died. So with the his chakmusa, loikid chachamim be'armam, was the very trying to yurish dalis is the very siba why the person died. So how could that person ever know? How does the person ever know what to do? Ishtalis? Should he do ishtalis or not do ishtalis? So I want to see when he discusses ishtalis, b'hemshech. A person has to do ishtalis, but there's certain things that a person shouldn't do as ishtalis. There, the Ribbono Shel Olam don't get bahadi kavshi derachman alamalach to get involved in the malach hamavus as chashbainis is certain things maybe that are at least not for the standard person to get involved in. Shlomo Melech was Yashem Akiza Yashem. But the certain things, certainly a shtadlis, which is the shayla of whether or not there's an iser in the shtadlis to do such a thing. It's the shayla whether or not it goes connected as avodas Hashem, whatever it might be. Certain things, these are things that are not, they shouldn't, they're not babi cheshbon in the shtadlis. I need to make more money. That's not the way. And from such an shtadlis, Rachman Atzam, it could be counterproductive. Therefore, shtadlis has to be done, but not in a way that should go connected to Avodas Hashem.